From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. History has been made. We now have our very first African-American president. Hordes of shivering citizens crowded the streets and sidewalks of the nation's capital to catch a glimpse of President Barack Obama's inauguration. Most watched a pixelated version of the commander-in-chief on the nearest jumbotron. We've gathered together a clutch of NPR reporters to give us reactions from their far-flung perches. First, we have Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Tony.
Let's talk a bit about the inaugural ceremony itself. Was there anything new or different about this one that you noticed besides Chief Justice John Roberts misspeaking while administering the presidential oath?
Well, that perhaps is not unprecedented either. Actually, I was struck by how traditional they kept it. They stuck with pretty much the usual program, and pretty much everybody executed the usual sorts of roles. One thing that I did notice was that Barack Obama went out of his way to walk to the helicopter afterwards with exiting former President George W. Bush and see him off to the helicopter.
How would you, in fact, gauge the reaction of former President Bush as he left the White House, as you described it? Would it be a combination of relief and maybe sadness?
And perhaps some resignation. He surely knew that more than a million people were gathering on the Mall today, coming from all over the country, not only to celebrate Barack Obama, and that was certainly their mission, but also in a sense of repudiation of his own presidency. It has to feel pretty bad.
You know, it seemed as if from watching it on television, Ron, that the crowd's reaction to both the ceremony and especially to Obama's speech was very respectful, I think would be a word I would use.
Yes, and there was a great deal of enthusiasm, of course, mixed in with that. But the interesting thing was here you had a throng of people going all the way back past the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial, an unprecedented size of crowd, really, and then stretching up the streets in all directions. There was no way to speak to that entire crowd. You couldn't possibly work the room because there was no room. You were speaking to the world. And there was a sense that people had waited outside for many, many hours in the cold, and now they were witnessing something with awe. It was not really a political rally. It was more of a witness to history kind of moment.
Would it be fair to say along that line that this was an inauguration for all inaugurations?
Yes, I think it was unlike any other, not only in terms of its size, but also in its peculiar spirit. It was something that has no real analog in American history, and something that I think gives his presidency a send-off unlike any other president has had.
Ron, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Tony.
That was Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor. He joined us from NPR's headquarters in the nation's capital.